are listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website www.lmc.org.au.
So week two of 2020. Week two. Last week we spoke about the craziness that is 2020 and the fact that we're almost in a sci-fi movie with it being the year 2020. It is hard to believe. And I was just thinking about, you know, we talked about a little bit about New Year's resolutions or being refreshed. And I wonder who's still eating healthy after the 12th day of 2020. Is anyone still there? When did that cheeseburger come in yesterday? I don't know. Maybe it's today. I don't know. It's an opportunity to make changes. But realistically, we should be changing all the time. We should be just aware of what God is doing in our lives. And I think it's funny because I was, you know, when you turn a milestone age, say you turn 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 or even 80, I suppose. But maybe the younger ones get asked this question more. You turn 40 and someone says to you, "So, how does it feel to be 40? How does it feel?" Well, it feels the same as yesterday when I was 39, realistically, if we're talking. It feels the same. And when you come to 2020, how does it feel? 2020, January 1. Well, kind of doesn't feel too much different than December 31st, if we're honest. It is just one day. And we talked about the year tick over. But this year is a little bit different because not only have we ticked over a year, but we've ticked over a whole decade. We are in a new decade this year, and we only get to experience maybe 8 or 9 of these in our lifetime, unless you like Pastor Hal, who has experienced, this is his 12th decade being on this earth. Oh my goodness, he's going all right. So welcome to the 20s, everyone. Welcome to the 20s. We're here. You made it. We're here to work on. And last time I checked, the 20s will go for 10 years. Then we'll be in the 30s. So for today's message, thanks Josh, I've called it this, 3652. Does that make sense? Do you know why it's 3652? Why? That's how many days there are in this decade. 3,652 days in this decade that is to come. How old will you be when it gets to the 30s? Don't answer. Just older. Let's just say older. All right? You don't have to say a number. We're going to be older, yes. And I've been considering the significance of this decade flick and looking on my future and my own life and what my future might hold for the next 10 years. And no matter the goals for your future, no matter whether you've set goals for this year or you've set 5-year goals or 10-year goals, the important thing to know is that what we do today is what will impact us as we go on through the next 10 years of our lives. It's today is the thing that impacts what we do over that period of time. Aaron down here had a famous quote that has always stuck with me when we were young fellas. And whenever there was an area of responsibility that needed to be held or something that I know I need to do it, but I just can't be bothered doing it right now, his answer was, "I'll let future Aaron worry about that." Now, that was in the past. That's not now. He's very responsible now. But my encouragement to us today is to consider future Aaron. Let's be good to future Aaron and future whoever you are. Put your first name in there. And I was listening to something this week and I heard this quote, which I thought was really cool. And you can cast your mind back to your 20s, when you were 20 years of age. What you do in your 20s, you pay for in your 30s. What you do in your 20s, you pay for in your 30s. How true that is. And I know for me, what I did in my 20s had a huge impact on who I am and what I was doing in my 30s. And particularly for any young adults or anyone that is leading into that age group of 20s, I want you to hear that today. And remember that as you go through your 20s. What you do and the decisions you make in your 20s, they will come back to you in your 30s, whether they are good or bad. They have the potential to change the trajectory of your life. So don't be like past Aaron. Help future Aaron out. And although this is true for us when we're in that age bracket of 20s, I kind of want to take that forward a little bit and help us to realize that what we do in the 2020s will impact us when it comes to our 2030s. And I understand that it's a bit hard to think about it in that sort of size, but it really is important for us to consider that big time frame. And as we reflect on the past decade, we look forward to this new one. Inevitably, we're going to come to the point, if you haven't already, and you will continue to come to the point of needing to make decisions and needing to make choices. And Pastor Graham is speaking next week, and he's going to talk about choices. He's going to talk about when we come to that fork in the road, what do we do? So I encourage you to come and listen to that next week. It'll be really helpful. Because once you have momentum as a human being, similarly to a train that is running down the tracks, we continue on until there is something that causes the track to change. And for us as humans as well, if we don't decide to change something, then the same person that we are in 2020 will be the same person that we are in 2030, unless we put changes in place. And for some of you, that is a good thing because you're on a good track. But for some of us, we need to actually make some changes in different areas of our lives because our goal is to be even closer to God, to grow closer to God, to help others know Him as we move on to that future date. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and 18. Thanks, Josh. This is out of the ESV. It says this, "And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of God, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit." And I've got it in the message as well, and I just want us to read it in that as well, see what it says. It says, "There's nothing between us and God. Our face is shining with the brightness of His face. And so we are being transfigured, much like the Messiah, our lives gradually becoming brighter and more beautiful as God enters our lives and we become like Him." Change is the key to us continuing to grow. Wow, is that a plane? Can you hear that? Or is that just me? Is it just me? Are y'all hearing it? Thank you. Good. I was going crazy up here. So change is the key for us continuing to grow. And it's both wholesale change, which we need to make sometimes, as well as the scripture says, that gradual change. At the end of 2019, about halfway through, no, it was actually towards the start of 2019, Blockbuster Video. Do you remember Blockbuster Video? Remember this one? Halfway through 2019, Blockbuster Video closed its last store in Australia. There was still one in Perth in last year. Thanks, go to the next one. Thanks, Josh. Does anyone remember that? Browsing the movie rental place, walking down the aisles, thinking, I don't know what I want, but hey, let's try that. I don't know. There is one store left, one Blockbuster store left in Oregon, in the US. And it's more of a museum, and it's more of a novelty thing than it is a rental place. It's been a slow decline after Blockbuster, back in 2010, filed for bankruptcy after there was no signs of a business turnaround and they were nearly $1 billion in debt in 2010. This is a long way from where the company started. Now, put your hands up. Thanks, Josh. The next one. Put your hands up if you don't know what this is. Has anyone never seen one of those before? There are a few people, a few youngins. Now, that's one thing, but have a look at the next one. Does anyone know what that is? Does anyone actually know what it is? Yes? Oh, we don't want to show our age here. That's a beaded tape. And the next one, thanks. Watch whatever, whenever. On your Sony Betamax. It says it promotes that you have up to 3 hours of playback and you can record a different channel while you're watching a different one as well. I know, right? I think now we call that on demand, but back then it was watch whatever, whenever, which is great. So Blockbuster first opened up on October 19 in 1985 with an inventory of 8,000 VHS tapes and 2,000 Beta tapes. And after a number of years and continual acquisitions and good business decisions and understanding of good customer needs, Blockbuster in the year 2000 had grown to over 9,000 stores across the world. And there was one in Ringwood. I think that was our closest one in Ringwood. Was there any about? Was there any in Lilydale? Yes, there was one in Lilydale as well. There was one in Moorabark. I remember Video Easy in Moorabark. And what was the other one? Nick, Video Busters. Is that where? Is that? Did you go to Video Busters? No. Yeah, Aaron's saying yes, Nick's saying no. I believe Nick. Sorry. Video Busters. And they had an estimated, in year 2000, an estimated total value of $4.8 billion for this business. In exactly 10 years, Blockbuster went from holding the lion's share of the market to being bankrupt in 10 years. Many of us would have possibly a loose understanding of what happened in this situation. Because when was the last time you hired a DVD? And as the story goes, at the height of their power in 2000, Blockbuster had a number of opportunities to purchase a fledgling company that was starting up in the movie distribution business by the name of Netflix. They had the opportunity to buy Netflix for $50 million back in the year 2000. As of 2019... the next Netflix company is worth $157.3 billion, right? Talk about a bad business decision. That one goes right up there. So how did this happen? Because as with other stories of failed business, it's not only one decision that is made, but it's many, many contributing factors towards a decline like this. But the main thread through all of their decisions was that Blockbuster failed to change in order to remain healthy. Their executive many times acknowledged the changing landscape of the way people rented movies, but failed to invest enough into the solution to the problems they were facing. And here's the hard truth, that the company knew the problems they faced, and they even knew the solution to these problems. But the fear of losing what they already had prevented them from rising to a level that they'd never been. Because by introducing a streaming service, it meant that they would have to see a decline in their rental sales, which was a big part of their business, a core part. So they even acknowledged they knew what to do, but it would have had to take losing what they'd already built in order to rise to the next level, a sacrifice that by not taking led to their demise. And when it comes to our own life, if we look deep inside, my question today is, when we look at the Word of God, as it says in James 1 and verse 23, to look at the Word of God as a mirror, thanks Josh, you can take that one down. We use the Word of God as a mirror to reflect the people that we are, the people that we're becoming. What are the changes when we look in that mirror that is the Word of God? What are the changes that we need to make in our own lives to remain healthy and to move forward in the things of God? There are some things we need to lose in order to take a step forward when it comes to the things of God, to grow closer to Him. This has been the desire of our Heavenly Father from the beginning of creation, to have a deep, intimate relationship with every single one of us. Last week, I popped into Bunnings for something. I walked out with 10 things, as you do at Bunnings. And I needed a bit of glue because during the Christmas period at our house, the decorations go up. And with three young children, we things inevitably get broken in the house. And so we had a few little decorations that got broken. And so I went into Bunnings looking for some glue. And if you've ever been to Bunnings or a different shop like Bunnings and you're looking for something, unless you go with specifically the one that you want, you stand there for 10 minutes going, I don't know, like I just need some glue. And 1,000 bits of glue are staring me in the face. And so I stood there for 10 minutes before I decided what I wanted. And then I walked out with some super glue. This is what I needed. Chris is like, you shouldn't have chose that, mate. That's not the one. A little bit of Parfix super glue, 3 mils in there. And so I chose this little super glue because I was fixing something that was little. And it's what's so good about super glue is that it only takes like 10 seconds before it dries enough that you can leave it. I know it probably says leave it for longer than that. But anyway, at home it lasts 10 seconds and it's fine. And then it glues really quickly. That's the thing about super glue. It's great. It glues so fast. But you read the labels and you got some glues that take 24 hours to cure and some that take 3 days and some that take, I don't know, a lifetime because they don't work to cure. And it just goes on and on and on. And when it comes to change, there are different fixes to different problems. And in my case, a little bit of super glue was a great fix because I just needed a quick fix for a little small problem that I had. But if I want to renovate my house and I want to glue a wall together, because that's what you do, super glue ain't going to do it, right? Super glue ain't going to help you build a house, renovate a room. It's just not going to work. That's not what its purpose is. There's more significant work that needs to be done that is not a quick fix. It's not a 10-second little stick thing. It's a long, long time, many, many years for us if we're renovating. It could be months for you that it takes to actually do it. So if you have a small problem in your life, like say you need to brush your teeth but your toothbrush is broken, like get some super... No, don't get super glue, but you know what I mean. Go to the shops and buy a new toothbrush. Fix the problem. It's an easy one. But if at the start of the year you made a decision that you wanted to change your health in terms of your body, that's not a super glue thing. That's not go to the shops and buy a new body. It's work that needs to happen over weeks and months and possibly years to have that happen. There are different things that are required to fix different things that are going on, the changes that we make. And here's the amazing thing about the changes that God calls us to make. This is really great, that as we continue to prioritize the things of His Word, we see that as we do that, not only does it make a difference in our life now, but it makes a difference in our life continually as we continue on. With the truth of God, it's so amazing how it continues to be unpacked as we get fresh revelation as we go through life. Brilliant. It is brilliant. We all are never at the pinnacle, right? We all have room to grow when it comes to our relationship with God. And Pastor Oxley is the perfect example of that, of someone who is still hungry for more when it comes to God, the things of God. You think someone like that who has studied as hard as he has would go, all right, I think I know enough now. No way. No way. Continues to study, continues to write books at the age of 103. Incredible. Incredible. But the risk is, and it's sad to actually see, that people who try and make life changes and big life choices with a tube of super glue. You know, I'm desperate to grow. And you might, this year, I'm desperate to grow. And we read our Bible one day and we go like, that's great. And it's like fixing the speaker and we get our super and we go, all right, it's fixed. It didn't do anything. What did it do? It was great. It's a great practice to get into, but it's, I don't know. Or this is a good one. I tithed last week. I had financial difficulty and I tithed last week. But I didn't see a change. I'm throwing the super glue to the, you know. Great truth. Great truth. The other day I got up early and I prayed for a few minutes, but I haven't seen God answer any of those requests. God says, persist. Persevere. And we fall into the temptation of prioritizing short-term fixes over long-term commitments. I was talking to someone yesterday, and unfortunately, this is the society we live in right now, that we are so used to instant. We're so used to having everything that we want right now at our fingertips. Get your phone out, order it, you have it in a couple of days. You don't even need to be able to afford it. You can just order it and get it. Yet when it comes to the things of God, there is time, there is maturity that comes, and it starts with one day after the other. If we want to grow in God over these next 10 years, it doesn't come back to throwing a piece of super glue at it today. What it does take is treating today like the first step down that road, one line upon line, line upon line, improvement upon improvement, continuing to go. Psalm 1:1-3 says this about the long game that we're talking about today. It says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." Another version says, "Instead, you thrill to God's word." I know some people who thrill to God's word, and you chew on scripture day and night. "He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers." Does anyone here want to prosper and yield fruit well into the future? Yeah? Turn to the person next to you and say, "Have you got any fruit? You got any fruit? You got any fruit?" I hope so. I hope so. So what we're talking about today, I want to make it clear. What we're talking about today is not necessarily what our lives are going to look like in a decade. It's not necessarily about changing the circumstances we're in. Because who knows, sometimes circumstances are out of our control. But it's about changing the people that we're going to be. Not the what, it's the who, to become more like Christ. In short, to develop Christ-like character. I've got three steps that if you're writing notes or if you've got your phone, three steps for us today to develop a Christ-like character in the 20s. Three steps. And it's not exhaustive, but the first one's tough to hear. I acknowledge that. The first one is this, that self must die. Self must die. In Luke 9:23, says, "And he said to all, if anyone would come after me," this is Jesus, "let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it." Unfortunately, the catch cry of the generation that's coming up now is you do you. You do you. Whatever you want to do, whoever you want to be, you do you. If it feels right, go ahead, then you do you. But Jesus says, "Man, I've got something better for you. I've got the truth here, and the truth will actually set you free." And the answers come through putting our lives in his hands, willingly surrendering our lives, every part of it, to him. He says it right there, "Whoever loses his life for my sake will save it." And as I said, dying to self, I know that's pretty strong. And you would prefer a bit of a happier message today about than dying to yourself, but this is how important it is. And this is not to say that we have to live a dreary life with no enjoyment in the blessings of God. This is about being able to say that no matter what comes in my life, it's in your hands. My life is in your hands. No matter what I face, no matter what I go through, I know you are with me because my life is in your hands. To develop Christ-like character, we must first come to the point of saying, "Not my will, but yours be done." And at the start of this decade, that is the first thing, right? "Not my will, God, but yours be done in my life." So number one, self must die. Point number two for us to develop a Christ-like character through our 20s is this, that though there's been one-time justification, there is also continued sanctification. Justification is the moment of our salvation. It's if you've confessed with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you have believed in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you have been justified. You have been made righteous based on the righteousness of Christ. You have been saved. which is great news. But we all know there's life to be lived after that. That's where sanctification comes in. Sanctification is the daily choice, the daily decision to set ourselves apart for God, to be set apart for God, to serve Him and to obey Him. Let's look at Colossians chapter 3, and this is 9 and 10. It says, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. It's not just today, it's not just this week, it's not just this year, but it's ongoing putting off the old and the putting on of the new. It's a continual challenge for me in my life as well, is to continue to put the old things aside and continue to push forward to the new that God has for us. And once we understand what it is to die to self and to continue to the process of allowing God to rule in every area of our lives, we need to know that although a decade is a long time, 3,652 days, the next one, thanks Josh, we need to know that big change comes from many small steps. If we're looking for big change over these 10 years, super glue ain't going to do it. But it's many small steps that go towards that big change. And this is how we break down anything in life that seems too big or seems too far away for us to do. Small steps, day by day, in the end, will make a big difference. Small steps, day by day, will make a big difference. And deciding to walk in this is understanding, thanks Josh, the next one, this principle, that what I starve dies and what I feed thrives. Dale had this great picture that he used to give us. Which wolf are you feeding? And I've spoken about it before. The white wolf or the dark wolf? Because we're all always feeding one. What I starve dies, but what I feed thrives. And the more something gets starved in your life, the weaker it gets and the less control it has over our lives. Just the same, the more we prioritize something, the more we feed it, the stronger and the more healthy it gets. So you want to know the Word of God better? Start a reading plan with someone else so that you can stay accountable and just pick it up every day. Want to increase your prayer life? Set a reminder in your phone at the same time every day to stop and pray for a few minutes. Whatever it is, start small but keep it consistent and begin to watch the change take place. So for today, and we're going to sing Waymaker, if the band can come up. We're going to just declare that to God again this morning. As we go today and we continue not only into 2020, but forward into the 20s, this passage from James that we're going to read is what I want to provide perspective to the long-term thinking that I hope I've challenged us about today. And this is James chapter 4, verses 13 to 15. It says this, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we'll go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make profit. And before you go on, thanks Josh, James is saying here, those of you who have a specific plan that is all plotted out for the future, where God actually hasn't had a part in, these are the ones I'm talking to you guys right now. You haven't considered God. You've got these amazing plans, but you haven't considered God. Have you got amazing plans and goals for the next 5, for the next 10 years? But God hasn't had a part to play in those. He goes on, he says this, yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. And all these good principles, all these things about thinking about the future, all these things about the long term being step by step, they're all great and they have a part to play in our life. But day to day, It's about going, God, I get up this morning. Have your way this day. Holy Spirit, I am open, my ears are open, and I'm aware that you want to do a mighty work today. And not my will, but yours be done. Not my will, but yours be done. So let's stand this morning as we close and as we sing. And I don't know what changes there are that need to be made in your life today or what commitments you need to make. You know, it's one thing to stand in church and to make a commitment, and I've done this many times myself before in a church service and stood there and go, yeah, God, that sounds great. I really like that idea. I want to put it in place. But this is not the place where the rubber meets the road, you know. It's as we leave this place. And the challenges of God continue, or challenges of life continue to come. About standing up every day and going, God, not my will. Not my will, but yours be done. I have my plans. I'm walking towards something. But along the way, every step, God, not my will, but yours. Not my will, but yours. You know what excites me about living like that? Is that I don't actually know what's going to happen from day to day. But I know as I put it in the hands of God that is going to blow my mind so much more than anything that I could have put in place myself. Holy Spirit, have your way. Come on, let's stand and let's pray. Holy Spirit, have your way in us this day. Father, as we move on, it's so hard to sometimes consider what 3,652 days looks like when we're standing here on one day. Lord God, we understand the principles. We know that we need to continue to walk forward day after day, continuing to seek your face. Lord, I pray as we do that, that you would continue that mighty work in us, that we would have revelation of your great love for us, Lord God. Lord God, that you would birth dreams in people's hearts for the things to do in the future. But Lord God, that those dreams wouldn't take over that day to day, God, not my will, but yours be done. So Father, in the big decisions that we have to make, in the small decisions that are to come day by day, we choose, we decide, we commit to put you first above it all. Continue to have your way in us, Lord Jesus. In your mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.